It's a real pleasure to have him here. Full disclosure, Will worked for us. Gosh, it's been two summers now. And we get a chance to work together every now and then. He has a degree from the other Ohio, from Capital University. I'm getting there. I should ask him these questions. He's a very talented musician and audio engineer, and it's a real pleasure to have him here. You'll get to know him this hour. Here is Will Condridge.
Southside Sarah's been calling my name way too long. I've been walking by the river all night wondering where she's gone. Well, everybody knows round here, once you go home from here, you don't come back. Out on the road since I've been home. 90 days out, my heart's grown cold. Ooh, she said she'd wait for me. Ooh, I never thought that she would leave. Got in late and drove on up to her old house. Her mama came out and said, boy, she ain't around. Ooh, don't you know you're too late? Ooh, don't you know you're to blame? Southside Sarah's been calling my name way too long. I've been walking by the river all night wondering where she's gone. Well, everybody knows round here, once you go home from here, you don't come back. No, you don't come back. Searched every diner, bar, and restaurant. Guess you finally realized you didn't need me no more. Oh, I guess I'll pack my things again. Oh, I'll head out on the road again. Southside Sarah's been calling my name way too long. I've been walking by the river all night wondering where she's gone. Well, everybody knows round here, once you go home from here, you don't come back. No, you don't come. Southside Sarah's been calling my name way too long. I've been walking by the river all night wondering where she's gone. Well, everybody knows round here, Once you go home from here, you don't come back.
That's Will Condrich at the Saturday Light Brigade. Mark Reed says he sounded really good. Do you know Mark? He just stopped.
Sure. Mark's a family friend. He went back way back with my dad at, I think, high school, Plum High School.
Oh, that's nice. He just happened to post a note by your picture on Facebook.
Cool.
Is that song called Southside Sarah?
Southside Sarah. It's that's a song kind of about going away for a while. As you mentioned, I went away to school in Ohio, and it's kind of a double meaning. Southside Sarah, it could be a girl. It could be the Sarah Street on the south side here in Pittsburgh. I spent a lot of time down there playing gigs and, you know, working on music on the south side. So it's kind of a, you know, a going away song, but also, a, you know, coming home.
Now, I want to be sure, not that it's that important where you went to school. I can't believe I started to say University of Ohio. Mm-hmm. It's Capital University, right?
Right, Capital University over in Columbus.
Okay, and that's your degree is in audio production.
Mm-hmm. Their actual name for it was music tech.
So. You think I would remember these things, but I don't. When did you start? Now, I mentioned earlier, as I sort of teased this segment, I said you're going to hear somebody that I've known for the majority of his life. I promise I'll only mention this once, but I mean Will and his siblings were calling the Saturday Light Brigade probably like when you were 7 or 8 years old, maybe even younger.
Yeah, we always listen, you know, the family. I have two brothers and a sister, and growing up we would listen to the show. And, you know, one of the earliest, I would probably say my first live performance would be on the Saturday Light Brigade. We called in and I played the piano on the
oh,
phone.
Oh, gosh, I forgot about that. So. Yeah, we used to do the studios we were in. We weren't in a public location, so we couldn't have folks come in and play live that easily. But we also thought it would be fun to let people perform from their homes. Mm. And you could call and play on the phone like that. So I'm glad you're back in Pittsburgh. I know you're working sound and you're playing out quite a bit. Do you have anything in terms of recordings coming up?
Sure. We do have I have a CD out called Faded Dreams, and we recorded that at Tom Briding's studio. Tom's a big local guy here. I think he performed on here once.
He's been with us a couple times, and he's a great songwriter. And you two fit each other really well. I'm sure he was great at helping you get a great album put together.
Definitely. And we have another one in the works down there too, so we're looking for that in the spring, early summer. So
great. Will Condrich, Kondrich. We'll talk a little bit more, but why don't we hear another song? What would you like to play next?
Sure. This one's called the name's a work in progress. The name for this one's called Goodbye.
Okay.
And this is a song about a girl. So, yeah, that's it. Everything, but you threw it all away. overstayed my welcome. There's no reason for me to stay. This time I'm gonna run, run, run away. I'm going my own way, I'm going my own way. It's time for me to leave. There's nothing you can't see. I'm going my own way. Used to always think I'd always be your man. Well, now my only question is who are the other 10? This time I'm gonna run. Run, run away. Going my own way. Going my own way. It's time for me to leave. There's nothing you can't see. Going my own way. And don't tell me that you're sorry. Got a problem. It's time to end this war. Should've seen it coming, but I was too blind to see. Can't say that I'm sorry. It was you who was using me.
That's one heck of a song. That's a how old is that?
That's 5 years ago now.
Yeah. That's it's a lot I could say about that song, but the it's almost an opus. I mean, there's so many styles you've put together on it. Maybe it is an opus, but I love the tension behind the faster part of it as you go through the story, and it's just that's a hard song to pull off. That's a really good song, Will. Oh,
thank you, Larry.
Did you know it when you wrote it? I mean, did you feel good about it?
I did. It kind of came together quick. I was, you know, oddly enough, I was playing with some Van Halen kind of chords, you know, those kind of major seventh things, and that kind of came together, kind of became a rocker. And and then I was listening to a lot of like alternative country stuff, and you know, the bottle on the nightstand, that kind of
At the beginning, you know, the kinds of things that go through my head as I'm listening, which can sometimes include things like, "Oh, there's a squirrel." But no, at the beginning, you know, there's a bottle on the nightstand, and the style of guitar you were playing, and as I'm listening to it, I'm thinking, "Wow, this could be," you know, I could hear a country you know, superstar doing this song. But no, as it gets more complex lyrically and musically, it's your own, and it sounds just terrific. That was a great song.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
Will Condrich, here in studio with us. We talked before that he's got an album he's working on with Tom Broding that'll come out soon. There's also one available. What's the best way for people to find that?
Anyway, really, it's on Spotify, iTunes, CD Baby. That's kind of the main source there for the physical copies.
That's usually the best place to go if you want to honor the artist, short of seeing Will at a gig and buying an album directly. CD Baby is usually very kind.
Yeah, they've been great. Very organized in the whole distribution deal and all that kind of stuff.
Are you playing out anywhere soon?
Sure. Actually, I'm playing tonight. I'm sitting in with the Cheerly Men, Pittsburgh's premier shanty band, and we're doing a Burns Night celebration tonight.
Excellent. Today's the day. I almost forgot.
So yeah, that's kind of something that was outside of my cultural awareness, but you know, learning about it over the last couple weeks has been pretty cool.
I'll bet. Where is that going to be?
That's at Mr. Small's Theater.
That should be a lot of fun. And I think Tim Wolfson is involved with that, along with his wife, Deb. Hopefully they'll be there tonight. That should be a lot of fun. Anything else on the horizon?
Sure. February 3rd, I'll be at the Black Forge Coffee House. And that's kind of a showcase thing, me and a few other guys. And that's Friday. And then February 25th, I'll be at my home base, Goodfellas, with Jack Briding on drums.
I remember Jack. That's Todd's son, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, Jack played drums with his dad a few years back. Excellent. Where's Goodfellas located?
That's in Swissville, right by the Citizens Bank.
And you mentioned the other, was it the Black Forest Coffee House?
Black Forge.
Forge. Yeah. And where's that?
That's up in Carrick.
Okay.
Around there.
Boy, those are two venues I don't know that well. It's nice to know there's more and more places to hear great music.
Definitely.
What would you like to do next?
I think we'll go to the song that kind of started the whole thing off. This was the first kind of serious song that I wrote. It's the title track of the Faded Dreams record.
Now, how far back does this go?
This goes back a while. probably 6 years now.
Wow. Will Condrich, by the way, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
Well, I walk these streets just looking for a beat to a song heard long ago. Ain't no alibis, ain't no silly disguise. I'm only flesh and bone. Baby, walk with me. Help me chase down the stream. Can't do it on my own. I'm looking for something that can't be found. I know it's not around. Gasoline and cigarettes, faded dreams, that's all that's left. This old world takes it all away. There's nothing nobody can say. Gasoline and cigarettes. I ain't looking for silver, no diamond rings. I never cared for those kinds of things. Gold can't fuel the soul like rock and roll. All I need is your kiss tonight. Gasoline and cigarettes, Faded dreams, that's all that's left. This old world takes it all away. There's nothing nobody can say. Gasoline, cigarettes. Sometimes I feel I was born too late, but time won't wait. This digital world ain't got the same, so I miss them vinyl clicks and transistor radios. Gasoline and cigarettes, faded dreams, that's all that's left. This old world takes it all away. There's nothing nobody can say. Gasoline and cigarettes, faded dreams, that's all that's left. Gasoline and cigarettes, faded dreams, that's all that's left. Gasoline and cigarettes.
Will Condridge at the Saturday Light Brigade. Lots of folks reacting to you on Facebook with hearts and smiles and thumbs up and all sorts of things. Bill Toms wrote a note, Will, you sound fantastic. You are inspiring people with the depths of your music and lyrics. We are also proud of your growth and hard work. And he's a great musician, so I'm sure those words mean a lot to you. Your dad just wrote, and Keith wanted to be sure that we know your website too, which is W-I-L-K-O-N, Will Con, the first syllable of each of your first name and last names.
Right.
If that doesn't work out, let's see, you go with... Oh, I like it, right? Son Rich. Son Rich. Maybe that's what your dad's getting at.
Maybe.
Son Rich. I like it.
He wants me to get rich, I guess. Yeah.
The way you're singing and playing is a sound person's dream. Are you conscious of what you need to do to sound good? Not only to yourself, but because you really a lot of folks sort of have trouble with that, and getting the education that you've had in music tech, it sounds like it's been a big help, or at least I'm guessing it has been.
I would say so for sure. I've kind of gotten good at mixing myself, using Dynamics, the voice,
yeah,
and bringing it up and down. And that's one thing that Bill Toms, he's kind of my rock and roll mentor, but one of the earliest things he taught me was using Dynamics. And then, going on to learn about sound and how to mix yourself. And there's no need to play real loud. If you get that nice bass level, then when it's time to get loud, it's really meaningful.
Yeah, and some folks have trouble with that. It's funny, when we teach folks about broadcasting, a lot of folks, they're... inclination is they should shout or scream or be somebody different than who they are. You can't really maintain any of those things.
No.
And one of the things we always talk about is, well, the very fact that you're in front of a microphone, that's going to amplify you. Your own nervousness or energy, creative flow is going to amplify you. The radio itself is going to amplify you, so you probably ought to start a little smaller.
Sure. Yeah, let the system do the work.
Yeah, you know? And that way you can. And there's not much you can do if you start at a high level like that. That's a great song, and you mentioned it's about 6 years old or so. You, I hope, feel pretty terrific about the fact that songs you've written that long ago hold up so well and that you still enjoy singing them.
Definitely. That's something I'm very proud of, that I can still stand by what I wrote. And, you know, still a lot of it still rings true today for me personally. You know, I try to put a piece of myself in every song that I write. You know, there's some storytelling, but I would say there's definitely still an authentic, you know, piece of myself behind each song.
Have you thought about going on tour?
I'd love to. In fact, one thing I'm kind of interested in now is I just saw one of my other musical heroes, Craig Finn of the Hold Steady. He just went on a Living Room tour where they went to different cities and they just did house shows and kind of did a do-it-yourself thing. And that seems really interesting to me, just kind of an intimate setting and kind of share your music with folks.
Yeah, you'd do well in that setting. And a lot of folks do that almost all year round.
Yeah,
too. We are certainly going to have time, I think, for at least three more songs, sure. Given the way things are going, if you would like to play them. And it's great to have Will here. What would you like to do next?
Well, let's see. This is a song off of the first record. This is called My Rides Here. And this is by Warren Zevon, the late great, and he died. But as he was dying of cancer, he wrote one last record, and he had all his musical friends, Jackson Brown, Bruce Springsteen, and they all came together and produced this killer record. And that's kind of what got me turned on to him. Interestingly enough, though, this song was not on that record, but it still kind of tells a story of his future death. He was known for writing about that kind of thing and kind of foretelling his future. But this is called My Rides Here. It's a Warren Zevon cover that I have on the record. I was staying at the Mary with Jesus and John Wayne. I was waiting for a chariot. They were waiting for a train. The sky was full of carrion. I'll take the Missouma, said Jesus to Mary. That's 310 to Yuma. My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. The Houston sky was changeless. We galloped through blue bonnets. Was wrestling with an angel. You were working on a sonnet. Said, I believe the seraphim will gather up my pinnacle and carry us away, Jim, across the San Jacinto. My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. And Shelley and Keats, we're out in the streets, and even Lord Byron was leaving for Greece. Well, back at the Hilton, last but not least, Milton was holding his sides. He said, you bravos, you better be ready to fight, or we'll never get out of East Texas tonight. The trail is long, the river is wide, my ride's here. Staying at the Westin, playing to a draw. When in walked Charlton Heston with the tablets of the law. It's still the greatest story. Said, man, I'd like to stay, but I'm bound for glory. Yeah, I'm on my way, my ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here.
There is the audio engineer in him with the great fade, Will Kodrich, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. You, how did you develop your style of singing? Did you sing as a kid much?
No, I never sang. Never. Not even in church, not even, never. But as I was learning guitar and kind of developing that skill, and it was kind of like the next step that needed to be taken. So,
yeah, and I would think that would be hard to figure out. What do you want your voice to be? And you want to sound authentic, or you want to be listenable. Did it take a while for you to find your voice?
It took me a little while. And, you know, around the same time, your voice is changing. So it kind of developed. And I always try to keep it very natural. I don't sing, you know, way low or, you know, anything like that. So it started off, I would say, when I was getting started, I would kind of do the spoken word kind of singing, Johnny Cash style, that kind of thing.
And you did some of that on Sarah's, Southside Sarah.
Right,
spoken,
yeah.
Part.
And so it kind of just developed and kind of building that up. And I would say it came naturally. I never really worked at it too much. I never had a singing lesson, some direction from folks like Bill and Tom, but for the most part, that was a very natural
How did thing. You hook up with those guys, just at clubs or when you would hear them perform? Because you've been fortunate to have some great mentors.
Sure, and that's another long history there. My dad used to work for Joe Grushecki, and of course, Bill was his guitarist at the time, and they started a friendship, and I would be going to these rock and roll clubs when I was, you know, basically a little baby. And and so I got into piano in school, and I never really excelled there. I still faked my way through it a little bit, but I switched over to guitar and took a year at the school and was getting to the point where it was, you know, next level. So I got in touch with Bill and started doing lessons and took lessons all through high school. And then, of course, Tom Briding plays in Bill's band. So just kind of, you know, form those friendships, and I work with those guys all the time now.
That's great, the way that's all come together. Are you writing a lot these days?
Yeah, in fact, I've started to really get serious about it. I got home from school, and it's time that I'm trying to book gigs all the time and do a lot more writing and just kind of work on the craft. And I'm also playing with a lot of other bands here and there too. So, yeah, I feel like I'm in a time period right now where I am doing a lot of writing, just doing a lot of working and putting it all together.
There's a lot to write about, too,
sure.
Right now. So, yeah. Will Kodrich is here. His website is simply Wilcon Rocks, right? W-I-L.
Wilcon.rocks.
Wilcon.rocks. Didn't know there was a dot rocks.
Neither did we, and then we, you know.
I like
we
it.
We didn't.
So. Wilcon dot rocks. And what would you like to play next?
This is a song it'll be on the upcoming record. It's called Tom Dooley, and I don't know if you're familiar, the Kingston Trio, this is one of their old songs. And
I remember you sent me this, I think, right, a long time ago.
Yeah.
You sent me an early arrangement you did of this that you were working on.
Absolutely.
I remember sending you one back from Bill Morris. He did a slow, just a different version of it too, because you've got a special take on this.
Right, yeah. I remember that now. But so I was in a car with my grandparents, and, you know, I said, well, play something that you guys, you know, listen to. And they're playing this Kingston Trio, and I'm listening to this song. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good. But it's too happy. You know, this is a murder ballad. It's, you know, that's too happy. So I went back and tore up all the music and started over. So this is Tom Dooley.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. met her on the mountain. There I took her land. Met her on the mountain. Stabbed her with my knife. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head, hand crab. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. It's time tomorrow morning, I reckon where I'll be. If it hadn't have been for that grace, I'd have been in Tennessee. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Some old lonesome valley, hanging from a tree. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
I like what you've done with that, and it's evolved more since I remember hearing it before. It's tough to take a song that, you know, that song's pretty well known to a lot of folks, and to make it your own, and you put a minor kind of key to it, which is fitting, given what goes on.
Right.
In the song, Kingston Trio kind of, hey, we're going to stab people.
It's just too happy. So.
I hope that you'll look for Will Kondrich. He, again, his website, it's Will. Let's get it right here. It's willcon.rocks. Willcon.rocks.
That's right. willkon.rocks.
And look for his music on CD Baby and at that website. Also, look for his upcoming gigs, including with the Cheerly Men tonight at Mr. Small's Funhouse. I think that starts at 7.
7 o'clock.
O'clock, yeah. For Burns Night. We have time for one more from you. I'm so glad you could join us today. And here's hoping that you stick around in Pittsburgh, too. You probably could go wherever you possibly want to go. I'm sure your family feels that way, too. Yeah. But hopefully there'll be lots of opportunity for you here.
I hope so, too. And thanks for having me, Larry. It's always good to be here, and it's great to be on air sharing my stories here.
Yeah, we miss having you here. What do you want to close up with?
This is probably one of my most serious songs. Again, this is about leaving and coming back, and I would say there's a lot of truth to this song, maybe not outright, but definitely behind the scenes. So this is called One More for the Road. Left my home at 21. Had no plans, so I just up and run. Wound up in Tennessee with a bottle and a gun. Left my home at 21. Hopped a train to New Orleans, going to see what I could see. The levee broke and the water came for me. I hopped a train for New Orleans. Is it the miles that make a man, or do they slowly do him in like an old weathered stone? I keep keeping on, work my fingers to the bone. It's the only life I know. One more for the road. Met a girl in Birmingham. Big green eyes and long blonde hair. She needed a ride, and I can't get her off my mind. Met a girl in Birmingham. Is it the miles that make a man, or do they slowly do him in like an old weathered stone? I keep keeping on, work my fingers to the bone. It's the only life I know. One more for the road. Think it's time that I return. I miss my friends, I miss my home. Been away so long and I don't know
to go. Think it's time that I return.
Will Condridge, thank you.